The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Tuesday, 6th of December, already, folks, 18 days, shopping days till Christmas. That is if you have any money in which to spend. I asked Mike Rivero, I asked Mike Rivero to come up here for a few minutes, and I wanted to talk to him about what his take so far on Mr. Trump. Michael Rivero, how are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well, and I guess we both have frogs. I'm dealing with the same thing myself. It's an epidemic. It's a pandemic. My opinion about Donald Trump, well, all along, there are things he's said that I don't agree with, but I viewed him as a refreshing change, and he really is an outsider. And so far, I like a lot of what he's doing. I don't agree with everything he's done. I don't think Ben Carson is going to make a good Secretary of Health and urban development, or housing urban development. But I like the fact that when Trump was interviewing General Mattis, that Mattis was able to basically express an opinion about how torture really does not work. And Trump listened to him, and he backed down and said, okay, then maybe we need to change that policy. And that is signaling that Trump is making his appointments not out of ideology, but out of competency, and he's going to be willing to listen to the people who work for him, their best opinions. And that, I think, is going to work out very well in terms of not making some of the reckless mistakes that more ego-driven presidents have gotten us into in the past.
Well, I was listening. You do a show, a Canadian-based show.
Jim Goddard up in Vancouver,
right?
And I
heard that program, which prompted me to ask you to stick around here for a few minutes, because I'm looking at the whole Trump thing now. People in this country overall, it was the necessity that created Donald Trump. Donald Trump was always Donald Trump. He's always going to be Donald Trump. But here was the right guy at the right time with the right message. And it's a little conflicting at times, but I take a look at what's gone on, and it's just not Donald Trump. Since Obama took office, the Democrats have lost 14 Senate seats, 69 House seats, 12 governorships, and 910 state legislature seats. And that's over 1,000 seats lost. So, you know, we can always have the creepy Republican neocon, I'm a conservative kind of guy, occupy those offices. But I'm hoping that people are going to be a little bit smarter about this. And I'm with you, Mike. I looked at some of his choices. And you made an interesting point about Chris Christie, which sent up a lot of flags for a lot of people. Your comment on Chris Christie when Trump brought him in?
Well, my comment at the time was that Chris Christie was trying to bring in a lot of the hardline neocons because the neocons wanted to basically hijack the Trump administration in furtherance of their pro-war agenda. Trump picked up on it, That's why Chris Christie was demoted. Mike Pence is now in charge of the transition team, and Trump basically threw out all of Chris Christie's suggestions and started over from scratch. Now, Trump has a lot of political favors he's got to repay for his support. I think that's why he gave an ear to Mitt Romney and had dinner with him, because of Trump's financial backers wanted Romney as Secretary of State. But apparently Trump, as of last word, is moving away from both Trump and Rudy Giuliani, who a lot of people feel is tainted because of 9/11. And he's widening his search. I'd still like to see Tulsi Gabbard from here in Hawaii considered for the position because she's very much pro-peace and anti-war. But we'll see what's going to happen. But as Harry Truman used to say, the Oval Office is the hottest kitchen in the world, and no matter what you do, there's going to be somebody who doesn't like it, and that's just the reality of being the president. The reason Trump, I think, did as well as he did, he is a populist, reactionary president. Much in the same way that Jimmy Carter was, where the American people just got sick and tired of the establishment Republicans and the establishment Democrats, and they were desperate for somebody who really was seen as an outsider. And that's why they grabbed onto Jimmy Carter when he ran, and it's why they grabbed onto Donald Trump. If the Bushes and the Clintons had been running this country in a manner that was best for the American people, and the nation itself, Donald Trump's campaign this year would have been a humorous footnote at best. But what really drove the Trump campaign was a rejection of the current entrenched political economic establishment by the American people. If you look at the county maps where Donald Trump won, he got his success out of the Rust Belt, from all these people who have seen their factory jobs evaporate and be sent overseas. You're seeing farmers who are just aware that there have been so many regulatory burdens placed on them to where they can't actually compete anymore. And so really it was a case of people wanting anybody but Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton. And Jeb Bush, of course, destructed very early in the race. He couldn't connect with the voters, couldn't get that deer in the headlight look out of his eyes. And plus, he was carrying that Bush name, which is not a positive in this day and age.
Well, we were finally able to break up this cabal. I call it the Genoveses and the Gambinos. The Clinton-Bush cabal, everybody always thought that they were enemies. No, they were pretty damn good friends. And finally, we have ridded ourselves from these, I don't even know what to call them anymore. They handle their affairs and their attitudes as if they were royalty. Well, we've got that gone, but I've cautioned people repeatedly, Mike, that this is only the beginning. We have a destructed nation. We have many, many problems. We're choking upwards to $150 trillion in debt. I personally would have preferred somebody like Ron Paul that had a brand name, still recognizable, real popular out there, rather than Mike Pence. But I understand why he did that. That was the kind of the olive branch between him and the Republican-led Congress, because we still have a lot of Republicrats in there that aren't going to want to deal with Donald Trump. And it does seem that Pence has a calming effect there. So I look at that as being a positive. But I would have preferred Ron Paul being in there for two reasons. One, it could have helped him with auditing and dumping the banks. And two, he could have been great counsel on what the Constitution is. Because to my knowledge, he never voted for a piece of legislation that didn't pass the constitutional smell. So, I don't know.
I'm in agreement. I would have loved to have seen Ron Paul brought in, if not as vice president, then as Secretary of the Treasury. But Donald Trump does need to mend the bridges with his own party, who stood against him. And I think that's why Priebus was brought in to the White House as well, because Donald Trump is already thinking ahead to 2020. And how he needs to woo the Republican Party back into supporting the Republican president, because he is dealing with an obstructionist Congress. He's dealing with a corporate media that is clearly still adversarial against him. Right now, of course, they're having to deal with this attempt by Hillary and Jill Stein, Jillery or Hillary Stein, whichever one you want to call it, to try and somehow upend the election and put Hillary into the White House. They've hit some major stumbling blocks on that one. This election was never really just about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It was about this entrenched establishment. I call it the narcocracy because both the Bushes and the Clintons' political fortunes go back 30 years to the Iran-Contra scandal and this CIA gun and drug running operation into Nicaragua run out of Arkansas under then-governor Bill Clinton. And we're seeing almost a repeat of the corruption that happened in the government during the years of Prohibition, where the rum runners and the bootleggers had enough money to literally buy their way into the highest levels of the U.S. government. That certainly seems to be part of the Kennedy family history. And we're seeing a repeat today, only instead of alcohol, it's heroin and cocaine. And it's been driving our policy to the detriment of the American people and the American nation. So we've at least temporarily pried the narcocracy's fingers loose from our government. But you're absolutely right about one thing. Anybody who thinks that they can sit back now and Donald Trump is going to make everything better all by himself, they're living in a dream world. As you said before, our work is just starting. Mm-hmm. We're all going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with Donald Trump and glare through those windows into the offices of the senators and the representatives and remind them they work for the American people, not for Monsanto, not for Israel, not for the military-industrial complex. And if they forget who their real bosses are, then we will do to them next election what we did to Hillary Clinton this election.
He has made a lot of campaign promises, and I have no doubt that Donald Trump was sincere in him saying that I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. We're going to do the wall. We're going to redo these trade deals. We need to rebuild the infrastructure. I don't know, Mike. Do you think that's a lot to do in 4 years? Do you actually think this guy at the age of 73, almost 74, is going to run again?
I think he's thinking about it.
Really?
He has set himself a Herculean task. I don't doubt that he's going to try and keep all of his campaign promises, because one of the reasons people were attracted to Donald Trump is he comes out of the world of business,
right,
where if you get a reputation for not keeping your word, you are destroyed. You are out of business. And that's in stark contrast to our career establishment politicians who lie about everything from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed at night. In fact, I think they're afraid of telling the truth out of fear we might learn how to tell the difference, and then they'd really be in serious trouble. I agree with Donald Trump's decisions regarding NASA. It's time to just pull them away from all this global warming nonsense and retask them into going on out and exploring the solar system, not because I want our flags on all the outer planets, but because people of my age remember that the wealth of the technology boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s was all created in that civilian technology incubator called the Apollo Moon Program. And if we're going to regain our manufacturing, we need to leapfrog ahead. Our former governments very foolishly allowed other countries to take the lead in manufacturing in technologies we developed, and those foreign countries are not going to be foolish enough to allow it to come back here without a fight. So we're going to have to leapfrog ahead into new technologies, which will spawn new industries and new products, things like photonics, new materials, and nothing is going to stimulate that creative work again like a new challenge in space. And so that's why I'm definitely supportive of that. As far as a wall with Mexico, I don't think we actually need one. Eisenhower was able to shut down illegal immigration with only 10% of the workforce of the current immigration and customs enforcement. All you need to do is simply cut off all the freebies in this country and remind everybody that harboring an illegal immigrant is a federal felony that carries a 10-year jail sentence. And if you start enforcing that law, a lot of this problem is going to go away. And I don't think we need to waste the money on a wall with Mexico. We just need to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande.
That'd be one way of handling it. Well, the good thing politically on at least the national front is they have retained Nancy Pelosi, and I couldn't be happier about that. What the best example of pure idiocy, talk about being removed. I mean, that woman's 75 years old now. I don't know why she's still hanging around. But I thought that was very interesting that this Democrat Party is not going to go anywhere because it's going to be under the same leadership. So if Donald Trump, if he doesn't burn himself out, he He's set some Herculean task. He's set the bar really high. So, you know, if this guy gets half of what he said that he was going to get done, he'd be a shoo-in. But I don't know, Mike. The guy's got all kinds of money. The one thing he doesn't have left is time. But, hey, I wouldn't be opposed if he's not a half-bad president. I wouldn't be opposed to dragging him out of the Oval Office and, you know, putting him in a body bag if he dies of old age in the office. So, yeah.
Well, that's one way to put it. As far as Nancy Pelosi, that sent a signal that the Democratic establishment has not learned from this disaster last year. They're busy finding somebody to scapegoat. It was all Russia's fault. It was all the independent media's fault. Now they're even blaming Jill Stein for taking votes away from Hillary Clinton and delivering the presidency to Donald Trump, which has to be a very stinging thing for Jill Stein herself being the point person on Hillary's efforts to overturn the election. But we're also seeing from the corporate media, they haven't really learned any lessons. Nigel Farage was at a convention for the corporate media, and he read them the Riot Act from the stage in a speech that would have made Edward R. Murrow proud, saying, if you don't learn from this and change your ways, you're not going to be here the next time this convention meets. Well, and he's absolutely right.
And I hope the people in this country get the clue here that it's time for us to go to work. Donald Trump is not going to solve all the ills. This was the problem with the presidency, Michael, is this extra judiciary and extracurricular or executive order activity that the presidents like to do, that's the federal end. He's not the problem solver. He's not going to be the panacea to all the problems. But here at the state level, my God, I don't know. People are more content of just sitting around grousing about the problems instead of getting politically active. And I know that's a bad word for a lot of people because we've been taught for many, many years, hell, generations now, what the hell good does it to vote? It doesn't matter. It's the same crooks. The same stuff goes on. But this is a break. This is a break in that pattern. And as far as I'm concerned, if the people in this country do not get active in their own state to capture their own state legislatures with somebody that knows how to spell Constitution, this country is not going to go too much further into the future. That's just my two cents on the subject.
No, you're absolutely valid on that. I mean, President Trump is not going to give us a new nation. What President Trump is going to do is give us a chance to build that new nation. And that is very different from all these past presidents and members of Congress who love things just the way they are and don't want anybody to change anything. And now we have a chance. We have an executive branch that is fully on board with making America great again. And it's an opportunity for us. Like I said, if you think sitting on your butt and Trump is going to fix things, you're living in a dream world. But we have now a window of opportunity to start bringing about major change. Now, for myself, and this gets back to your issue about the elections here. The 2016 election sent a shockwave message similar to that of Brexit, that election fraud can't really control an election against a landslide. I don't know if you've been following the news, but up in the states where Jill Stein is having her recount, they're uncovering massive election fraud, all of it benefiting Hillary Clinton. And so we have a two-year window in which to publicly lobby for or call for a complete overhaul of this election system. Because our current election system, with all of its electronic machines and all of this other stuff going on, it is designed to facilitate and conceal election fraud. And we need to basically say it's time for a change. We were promised a change after the Florida 2000 debacle. And we're still in the middle of this debacle, which is even worse. And, like I said, December 19th, we could see the Electoral College hand the White House to Hillary. Congress still has the option to intervene if they believe the Electoral College was not acting in good faith. But it could get really ugly.
All right.
But we...
I'm sorry. I got a short little window break here to bump out. Michael, I appreciate it very much. Michael Rivero's program, obviously, is on this network from 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Say hi to Claire for me, if you will.
I certainly will. It was my pleasure to join you.
Thank you, sir.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big John. Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
All right. Big John. No, I'm not 6'6" and I don't weigh 245. I wanted Mike's take on the new boss. And the question is it going to be the same as the old boss? Susan Boskey asked that question. She said, sorry to have to break it to you. The truth is that President-elect Donald Trump is not anti-establishment. Certainly he is the opposite of Hillary Clinton in many ways. He will bring different policies to the country and a new look at the White House, yet these two are the only opposite in the same way day is different from night. Day and night together make up one 24-hour cycle of a calendar day. Well, yeah, makes sense. Similarly, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton together compromised the whole of the 2016 presidential election. She says, what I'm trying to say is that all things considered, these two are just two sides of the very same nothing really new coin. How could I imagine such a thing? To date, Hillary Clinton and now President-elect Donald Trump have both shown that they are beholden to the Federal Reserve banking system, the root cause of all things financial in the United States. I concur with what Nassim Nicholas Taleb, the philosopher and author of the book, The Black Swan, once said. What we need to do is break the financial community's grip on society. And that can't be yelled from the rooftops loud enough. In all probability, the Trump presidency won't break that grip. Certainly a Clinton presidency would perish the thought. The office of the president intersects with but does not have final authority over the Fed monetary decisions or policies. Yes, a president can elect new members to the Federal Reserve Board of Governors and also the chairperson and vice chairperson for the new term. And yes, these elections give a presidential potential and the influence over the direction of the monetary policy, but that's about it. I like to use the analogy of the nesting dolls to further illustrate my view. When considering the man-made system of the world, that being the scientific, the political, the educational, monetary, health, so on and so on, as nesting dolls, the largest outside doll would represent the monetary system. The political system that fits neatly inside it as the second largest, second most powerful, and so forth. As such, the monetary system asserts an overriding impact on each and all other man-made systems. In 2007, we learned something about the Fed from Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan. He said the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically there is no other agency or of government, anybody in government, which can override the actions that we take. And that's absolutely true. It is a private corporation for profit. We learned more about the Fed the year following Alan Greenspan's statement in 2008. Bloomberg LP sued the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System to discover which banks they had bailed out and for how much. The Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System appealed in 2009, arguing that they met the requirements of Exemption 4 of the FOIA request because the Federal Reserve banks in question were persons, i.e. private corporations. Therefore, disclosure would harm them. Through the Board of Governors, they lost the appeal and turned over documentation in 2011. What they submitted has been reported to have been mostly inconsequential to Bloomberg LP's FOIA request and expectation. But hang on, there's more to this. As the prime mover of all things financial, the Fed, no matter what the truth of its legal structure, remains the bottom line issue when it comes to U.S. economic success. And that means that no president, no matter how opposed to the one before them, is ever going to be truly anti-establishment until and unless they take on the Federal Reserve banking system. The monetary system, which issues currency that literally depreciates like a car, and it's worth about less than 2 cents today, folks. We've been using 2 cents for years. Well, it's worth less than 2 cents, almost worthless. And decreases the purchasing power of that at the register at an alarming and accelerating pace that can't be trusted. Now, quietly and systematically, it undermines long-term economic growth and stability for everyday Americans. Since these financial giants benefit from the current economic setup, this awareness is not popular. It's money that rules the world, not politicians. It's the Fed, baby. First thing we need to clean up is to get rid of these banker bastards, these middlemen that don't produce anything and charge us for the luxury of them doing basically nothing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Go to the calls in a minute here. Question is, we've got to stop looking at Donald Trump and stop feeding off the campaign rhetoric, because those are words, those are not actions, and at this point they mean absolutely nothing now. Now, we got to stop judging Trump on his rhetoric and start judging him on his actions, and I'm going to get into that as well in this hour. Folks, we don't give anybody a pass. It is a republic, not a democracy. God almighty. We have fundamental structural problems, the aforementioned Fed Reserve. We've got other problems in this country that have to be addressed, and addressed immediately. So I've been hell on wheels against Bill Clinton, Daddy Bush, Bushy Jr., and I'm going to be just as hard on Donald Trump as I had any past president, with good reason, because we still have monumental unsolved problems. Unless they're addressed, this country really doesn't have a future. And at the whim of these banks, they could blow this country up tomorrow morning. And you think I'm joking, folks? I am not. You could very easily wake up tomorrow morning They could say that, hey, we decided to raise the Fed rates, so on and so forth. Stock market doesn't like it, starts to melt down, and there's no stopping it because it's a propped up market to begin with. It's not real. It is just illusion. Hoping to limp through this thing, I don't know where we're limping to, because we're carrying a mountain of debt on our backs, a mountain of it. Until we get rid of that, that's going to be the real impediment for any future growth in this country. Period. Rob in Chicago, you're up first. Hello, Rob.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Yeah, I agree totally with your attitude on this, because that's what I started thinking when I was listening to you and Mike talk, is I've still been wearing my Trump Make America Great Again hat, and I'm still getting reaction. Which is great, because I tell the people, I go, now we have a chance to fix things. Now we have a chance for a future. And now I'm going to use that as a springboard to, if, you know, we, like you say, we have to hold ourselves accountable for this. I, obviously, there are people out there that still go, holy crap, he really won. I can't believe it still. But now you have people that go, wait a minute, he won. Wow, something's going to change. Wait a minute, I don't like change. And they have to understand that there's going to have to be change in order to, because these are the same people that sat there through lengthy conversations, agreed that the system was corrupt, that the whole system was broken, and then they said, well, you can't fix it. Well, wait a minute, that nothing will change. Wait a minute. We do have a chance to change it. Now you have to put your money where your mouth is, people. And are you going to be part of the problem or part of the solution? And that's what I'm going to put to people now.
Well, and
what do you want to do?
And you're exactly right. We have a chance and an opportunity. And if people do not start taking this problem seriously and look at themselves, you're in Illinois. I'm in Texas.
Yes.
Unless we start looking at our own states and say, okay, we've got a political machine here that is broken as well. And to be honest with you, I can see what Trump's doing, you know, supposedly reaching across the aisle. He's listening to the Democrats' complaints and, you know, their hopes and their wishes. And I mean, hell, even Al Gore visited Trump Tower today. I was really surprised to see that. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, yeah, now maybe we have a chance. And if we don't organize this thing on a state-by-state level and start, and it's not Democrat and it's not Republican and it's not independent, we need to drag out the rule book, make sure everybody's acquainted with it, and tell them that it's time to start abiding by it. This is the reason why this country became so rich, became so powerful. There are reasons. There's cause and effect. Let's get back to the cause, and it'll have its intended effect. And I, like I said, I don't care if they're Democrat. I don't care if they're Republican. Just because somebody sports a donkey or they sport an elephant, who gives a damn? It's the rule book that matters.
And the emotions of everything, it has to be put aside.
Yep.
And be utilitarian, pragmatic. Okay, like you said, my big thing is I'm going to continue to educate people. Go look at the Federal Reserve. Go understand why this can't be like this. Go understand this stuff. You need to start understanding why your government, how your government should work, why it's not working correctly, and know that you, the people, we, the people, have the ownership of fixing it. We don't get to put it on the back of Donald Trump.
That's right.
No. Well, this is everybody's involved. Everybody's got skin in the game. So, I know the psychology of the whole thing of the resistance to change, but, you know, at the end of the day, guess what? Something's changing. Whether it's good or bad, that's where we get to direct it.
Or a positive change starts to take effect, and we become so stupid and so lazy that we don't capitalize on the opportunities we have for our future in this country. Because we've left it in their hands, and look what they've done with it. It's time for us, we the people, we are the government. It's about damn time we start acting like it.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rob. Yes, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Windy City. We're getting a vortex blast down here in Texas. It's going down to 30 degrees tomorrow night. I forgot to ask Mike about his snow in Hawaii. The observatory? I forget what island that's on, but Oahu? Big Island? Hawaii. At any rate, Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hello.
I'm hoping Jamie's not listening to you, because you know how he is. He blows a gasket unless you have 1,000% for Trump, you know? And I've always been for Trump. I had to sign out before the Michigan primary. But here's where I'm getting a little worried. I'm thinking we're getting a bait and switch. And I'll tell you how. I'm afraid we're getting a little, that Jewish power couple, Ivanka and Jared. They're going to move to Washington. I don't want them involved that much in the government. We voted for Trump. I do not want Ivanka and Jared.
Well,
what do you think about that?
There's a lot that's not really being talked about Donald Trump. And, you know, the elections were November of last, you know, last month, November 8th. I hear you. I really do. And,
you know, she's the one that brought in Al Gore. The only thing I want Trump to tell Al Gore, we're cutting off all money for chemtrails and all that.
Well,
when he's gone.
Well, and change is going to, it's not going to happen rapidly. Maybe in some instances it will. You know, when you renegotiate trade treaties like NAFTA and things of that nature, that's going to take a little time to do, but it's doable. I'm already seeing on television now that we're a free trade country, and this idea of bringing upon these poor people, you know, 35% tariff. Well, that all that is leverage to tell these people that, you know what, you can do whatever you want to do. We don't hold dominion on your body or your soul. If you're an entrepreneur and you've got a company or a corporation, whatever, you can do whatever you want with it. But there are going to be some ground rules. When we had this in effect before, Laura, we had trade balances. We weren't shipping in more and depleting people's spendable income in this country, and that would be it. There would be no return. The money goes back overseas. Everything goes back overseas, and we're left with what does XYZ product or service or whatever the heck it is, and that's it. Now, he's going to get a lot of resistance on this, but it's one of the reasons why people voted for him. As a matter of fact, there were more black people that voted for Donald Trump. This information is finally starting to leak out. That there are more black people that voted for Donald Trump than they did for Hillary or Bernie Sanders or Jill Stein, which is a positive move. It's a move in the right direction.
If you remember about Ivanka and Jared, they couldn't even vote for Donald Trump in the New York primary because they were registered Democrats. wait, you tell me you're a Democrat. I think you're immoral, whatever. You know, I mean, I just don't think anything about you.
Well, and
I just don't like them.
Yeah.
And so when they said they're moving to Washington, I thought, oh, no.
Well,
oh, no, she's going to have daddy's ear.
Okay.
She brings in Al Gore.
Yeah, Laura, you've got to afford people the luxury of a little bit of time to assess who and what they are in relation to their political body. And aside from the whiners and the criers, which are still being shoved in our face, and the media, we all know who owns the media and why they're going to continue doing what they're doing, even at their own peril, which is absolutely insanity. But having said that, we have fundamental, and I'll say this, I'll stress this again, we have some fundamental flaws in our operational plan here. And the one thing that has to go, and I mean absolutely positive, I mean this ticking time bomb. I'm every morning I wake up, I'm waiting for the system to crash, to make 2008 look like a little warm up or a pep rally. And it will. necessarily has to because of the amount of debt, not only in this country, up to $150 trillion, but worldwide. And people around the world, okay, great. In England, Brexit, good for you. Europe, yeah, people are looking to get out of the European Union. Okay, fine. All of that's great. But you better get down to the fundamental power structure, that which has been used against us, and that's the international gangster banksters. Once that cabal is put asunder, they lose their influence, they lose their power, they lose, period. And it's time for us then to go back to work, reconstruct things in our lives, in our country, and have it something is ordered enough that, you know, that you won't have to worry about losing your job next week or your mortgage. Gosh, I couldn't refi. I didn't have a high enough credit rating. I wasn't employed at the time. I managed to make my mortgage payment, but woe is me. And if an economic system doesn't support that which is out there that people owe on, you can kiss it all goodbye. So it's going to be some interesting times in our country.
They definitely they want to crash the money system in 2017, you know.
Well,
I heard a guy on the radio, different show, not one of yours, but he had a Hindenburg scale. Hindenburg meaning it's something's going to blow up. And we had almost all of the things on the scale except for one. Just one we were missing for it to blow up.
We'll see what happens, Laura.
Yeah. All
right.
That's what's making me nervous. I'm just nervous about Ivanka and Jared.
I got your point.
Yep.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John, and thank you for being here and doing this great show of enlightening the people, as you usually do.
What's on your mind?
Well, it occurs to me that we could do the same thing they're doing. Not that I support this, because I think it's the most diabolical scheme I've ever heard, but I think that the special conditions which have presented themselves for about the last 200 years of the usurious groups preying upon the American and the world's people and confiscating about every bit of possible wealth they could progenerate and rat-holing it away for themselves and these depository trust banks, depository thrifts, and other special purpose vehicle institutions that they operate around the world for their own self-interest. We could do a bail-in for the American people or for the global people as far as that goes with the amount of money that's been stolen in the quadrillions, probably in excess of 50 quadrillion at this time. I'm probably guessing very low. But that would absolutely take care of all the world's debt forever, for now at least, for a few hundred years. And it would give an opportunity for the people of the world to get out from underneath the banker's foot that's been on our throats for about 200 or if not 2,000 years. Just do the same thing that Loretta Lynch is doing to people. Do negative asset seizure of all those global banking trust accounts.
Well, I don't see that action would have to come through the government itself. You know, you and I, if we were to sit down and do our own little recipe book on how to cure the ills of America, we could probably come up with a short, succinct little list that would have impact almost overnight. But that's not the way it works. This has to come through government, Chris, and we've got to have people that are manning those posts that we elected that are going to do the will of the American people. And I'm not so sure here that, you know, a lot of people, yeah, they saw funny banking stuff going on, but the majority of the people in this country still do not understand the banking system. Hell, most of them still think that the Federal Reserve is a function of the federal government. It's a part of it. This is how dumbed down they have become. They have been robbed. They have been beat to death. They've been kicked. They've been thrown in the gutter, and they don't even know who their assailant is.
Well, I totally agree with you. In fact, you can bring that right to the doorstep of the Department of Education, the NEA, and these other groups that's lubricated their own self-interest at the expense of the children, and they've been indoctrinating, programming, and dumbing down rather than actually educating, which is part of the reason that America's educational level is one of the lowest in the world.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely. And here again, what you're mentioning is department this and agency that, that shouldn't be in existence, not under the rules and regulations of our own Constitution.
Well, precisely. In fact, you mentioned the things that the government should have been doing. When they had the Deepwater Horizon, that leak down there, you know, I have some pretty practical engineering skills behind me in a number of different trades that kind of inter and cross-relate. Well, I came up with a rather novel solution of a malleable cap, if you will, with a funnel and a valve for eduction of the fluids that were escaping from that so-called break in the pipes. And I think it was Lisa Jackson at the time that I emailed it to her. Never heard anything from it. They didn't want to fix it.
No.
They wanted the problem to exacerbate, to make it as bad as possible, so they could cry wolf and bleed the American people and the world's people for more money to fix a problem which could have been fixed a lot more simplistically.
That's what
the government found.
I got you. All right. Hey, Chris, I got a break coming up. I appreciate your call very much, sir. Yeah. Ken in West Virginia, hang on. I'll get to your call next.
How you doing? It's Jimmy here from Zipa. Today I wanted to tell you about my efforts to achieve global elimination of snoring. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. Listen, you think you're being a nice guy or a nice girl by letting a guy or girl next to you sleep and snore every night. It's the ultimate disrespect to have that happen. You wake that person up and you tell them, go to Zipa.com now. ZYPPAH.com. We're not going to tolerate this, all right? Snoring is not okay. Someone next to you is snoring, you tell them to buy a Zipa. ZYPPAH.com. I know that you're listening to these snoring things and you're thinking, well, it don't apply to me. I don't have these problems. A lot of people are in denial, but it's true. Listen, if you're snoring, you got to stop it. What you got to do is get this fixed. Get a Zipa and change your life. ZYPPAH.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Okay, we are back. Next up, West Virginia. Kent. Hello, Kent.
Yeah, hi, John. How you doing?
Good.
A couple of comments regarding your previous callers, Laura and Chris. First of all, I share your concern, Laura, because first thing I noticed was that this Kushner fella you know, immediately they were talking about they're trying to get him a security clearance. But the first articles I noticed is that they made a point of giving us his age, which is 35. Now, we don't know any of these ages of his other children. We don't know that, you know, the reason I took note of that is I think that was sending a signal. He's 35. Well, that's the age to be president. And I think he's going to be the de facto president, you know, and I think they're going to give Donald the speech-making speeches and doing his twittering and everything. And I think behind the scenes, I think we've got our first genuine Jewish president, although de facto, not officially.
Well,
and so I'm very concerned about that.
Yeah, well, you know, to build a brand name, generally that's done through political office, even though that Donald Trump broke the mold on that one. In order to cast yourself with a certain brand to be electable as president, I don't know if that can be pulled off. What worries me even more is what's going to be happening in 2020. But that's far enough down the road. You know, we got to deal with Donald Trump and see what he's going to do and how he's going to do it. In the meantime, and Kent, I'm dead serious about this, people have gotten so lazy, they put their politics on autopilot and then sit around and complain and bitch and grouse when things don't go the way they think they should go. Classic example, these damn Democrats that lost their champion, Hillary Clinton, here, hell, they're still whining and crying. You're still going to see the news media attacking Trump at any given turn. And you know what? All that is superficial, and it doesn't really matter. What we should be concerning ourselves is the structure of our own independent nation. It's called a state. We are a confederation of little nations under the umbrella of the Fed. Well, we've seen what that has gotten us, but we've ignored what the state legislatures have done. So, you know, I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up and say, you know what? Every once in a while, you got to roll up your sleeves, you got to get a little dirty, you got to get a little sweaty, and you got to get in there and mix it up to make sure to preserve what is there today is going to be there next week, next month, for your children and their children. That's how it used to be in this country.
Yeah, well I'm looking at an article here, and it says the headline is Trump's son-in-law funds Israeli settlement projects. And below that, they have the picture of Jared Kushner and this Bannon fellow on the tarmac in Indianapolis. And I'm thinking that this is like never before. We all know that, the influence. But this is...
Well, okay, but hold on here a second, Kent.
Like never before.
Kent, let's consider something here. Who owns the media in this country? And who did he go up against? Who did he call into Trump Tower in the conference room and sit down and have a little talk with him? You know, he wasn't shy about this. And no matter how they sugarcoated that, they left that conference room not feeling real comfortable. So we have our suspicions. We're the watchman on the wall. We're watching what's going on. But while we got an eye cast on Washington, D.C., we should have the other one cast on our own state to take care of our own business in our own backyard. Appreciate
it. Something to say to Chris.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I've got a comment about what Chris said.
You better make it in 20 seconds.
All right, well, I'll call you. Forget about it. Thanks.
Okay. All right, Ken. Top of the hour break, 800-313-9443. We're going to dig into Trump a little bit here, folks. Forewarned is forearmed. Just saying.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.